Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Here we have our stories of hope today, hoping to inspire you to keep going, keep exploring what makes you the happiest. That's going to be the topic of discussion that we're talking about today. Yesterday, I was with my mastermind group and I was asking everyone, these are all professional entrepreneurs that have been out there in the field, helping other people, just like the guests that I'm going to introduce you to. And at the same time, when it comes time for us to answer the question, what makes you the happiest at what you're doing? Like, what is that thing? And it takes a minute to really look at and ask yourself that question, because we're so good at doing all of these things. You know, we have so many skills, we have so many gifts, but what is it, the thing that really makes us the happiest at doing? So that's what I want to talk about today. My first guest is Shannon Russell. She's an entrepreneur. She is the host of the Second Act Success podcast. She spent over 16 years as a television producer in New York City and Los Angeles, and she's got mad skills. She also pivoted to open her own business, running a Snapology franchise.
Good afternoon, Kevin, and Friday, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Jacob, what happened here?
We're all good now.
Okay, sorry about that, audience. Sorry about that. Don't know what happened there. Okay, so back to Shannon. She pivoted to open her own business, running a Snapology franchise, teaching children STEM education. And now Shannon added a new business venture to the mix with the Second Act Success, where she coaches women on how to change careers, start a business, and follow their creative passions to the fullest. Shannon shares her journey from television executive to business owner and mom. Welcome to the show today, Shannon.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's so nice to be here with you.
It's so awesome. Has that ever happened to you before when you were producing a show, other sounds were coming in?
Yes.
Yeah?
So all the time. I'm used to it. No big deal.
No big deal. Good. Well, it's so great to have you.
Thank you.
I think it's so awesome what you're doing, helping women start their, you know, possibly a career change, helping people start their businesses and pivot and following their passions, like, you know, like they're on fire, and really be really excited about what they're doing and what lights them up. When you and I were talking in the back room, I was asking you what makes you the happiest at doing. And you said?
I said it's really hard to think about because you're so used to doing so much for other people. But thinking about it, the happiest is being with my children and having the freedom to do the things that make us happy as a family. So whether it's traveling or just spending the time together. And I feel like that is my main happy, is just doing what we want to do as a family.
I think that's so important to know about yourself, knowing the self, knowing what makes you happy, knowing what your love language is, knowing what your needs are, knowing the things that make you happy. And when we're working together, you know, as an entrepreneur, and then as women especially, we were talking about people pleasers, right? How I'm a retired ex-people pleaser. you know, and so we have done this so much in our lives, putting everyone else first before even listening to our own needs. Is that something that you can relate to?
Yes. And I think especially in talking with women who have pivoted to a new career, want to make that change, a lot of the reservations that they have are because of other people. Should I change out of this job that doesn't make me happy? But what about paying the bills here? What about if my husband's not supportive? So I think it's a lot of just kind of looking in deep and figuring out how to do it in a way that makes everyone happy. Because there are ways to do it, even if you've got some obstacles along the way. It's just what's going to make you happy to get up, you know, get up from bed every morning and be excited, because so many times people get on a path and they don't know how to get off of it. And that's a shame. So that I'm just trying to let people know that they can make a difference, that they can change something in their life to find their joy.
Right. Because you know what I think about? I think that, like, if, you know, women are sitting on the fence about not sure because the husband may not support, or the job may not support, or the kids may not support the change, that I think like this, that your husband, you know, loves you, and your children love you. And if you are really, really happy doing what it is that you're doing, you've heard the term saying happy wife, happy life. When mama's happy, everybody's happy. So when you're taking care of yourself and you're really following your passion, they may not see the vision right off the bat, but I think the conversation has to start with the woman herself to really look at what is it that makes you the happiest, and what is it that will fulfill you? What is your purpose in this life, aside from being a wonderful mom, being a wonderful wife, being a good friend? What are the things professionally that light you up? Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. And I think your kids see that. Being a mom of two little boys, instead of me being traveling and working crazy hours like I was in television, I own now two businesses and I'm home and I'm happy and I love it. And I want to tell them about it. And I'll be on my computer at night and my husband will say, shouldn't you get off the computer? And they're like, no, she's prepping for her podcast. Like, this is her hobby. This is what she likes to do. So they stick up for me because it is, I'm having conversations with other women. I'm making friends and I'm just realizing I'm not alone, because I still need to be reminded that I'm not this crazy person who left a successful job to go on this crazy adventure. And I think it's good for the kids to see you truly happy, and it shows what's potential for them.
I think that's a good role model. It's a good archetype. It's a good model, because they're going to see, wow, you know, this is mom. Like you said, they're sticking up for you because they see you're happy. And actually, it lights you up. So one of the things that lights you up, what you're doing, is preparing for your podcast. Same like with me doing these shows. It lights me up to shine the spotlight on you and also let it be of service to our listeners, the people that are listening to this show, right? So that is a win-win. I'm all about the win-win. That lights me up. That makes me happy, because I know we're doing good in the world. And I know that you and I showing up here, Jacob is in the back producing the show. We're all in this together to make the world a better place. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing. It's on our own terms too, right? We can have the conversations right now that we want to have, that we think are important. And it's really just, yeah, like you said, just being of service of other people and letting them know that this is possible for them too.
And that really also happens because we do know how to take care of ourselves, and we do practice self-care, which is a big piece being a woman in the world today. Is you do have to practice self-care, you know, ways of living and being, because you're not going to be going on burnout. If you're on burnout, then there's definitely something that's off, and that would be a good time to reach out to a coach or somebody that can help you. So I know that you're doing a lot of things with women right now, helping them shift. What is it that you want the women to do right now that are listening to you, and speak to them of how they can get in contact with you and what it is that you can do for them? Shannon, did we freeze? Hello? Shannon?
Oh, I'm here. Sorry, I lost you for a second.
Okay. Did you hear my question? Let's give the audience, you know, a little bit more about how they can work together with you.
Sure. Thank you. Yes. So my Second Act Success podcast, it's secondactsuccess.co/podcast. You can see all the latest episodes, the advice. I'm working on an online course right now to help direct people into the right path for them. But really just letting people know that they can find the advice by just taking a second, researching what you want to do. You don't have to jump right away, but realizing like, what is it that you're looking for that you might be interested in that could maybe give you some more free time with the family, or, you know, let you do that creative passion. Maybe you've always wanted to write books or paint. There are things that, you know, you can do, especially nowadays, working from home, Etsy shops, the world is kind of our oyster. And so I just like to give people the opportunity to know what is out there and what's possible.
That's good. So, and how do they find you? Where are you on social media?
Sure. I'm at Second Act Success on Instagram, and on Facebook, I'm at secondactsuccess.co. So you can connect to me there, on LinkedIn as well. And secondactsuccess.co is our website. So we have blogs and all the podcast episodes and ways that we can work together.
That's really awesome. I love what you're doing, and I love that role model that you're being for your children. And you're the perfect person to help those busy moms that have children that are ready to pivot, that need to, you know, jumpstart a new career or don't know where to begin, start a business, to give you a look-see and shout out and see if the two of you are compatible to work together.
I would love that. Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you on today, Shannon. Thank you so much for coming on. And we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, from push and pull to peace of mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest today is Karen Amy. She is a French love and life coach specializing in helping women entrepreneurs, highly sensitive and highly gifted in their love life and the full integration of their potentials. I really like this. She also works with businessmen, busy husbands, to help them understand their wife and give her the attention that she needs and make their relationship stronger and sexy. Welcome to the show today, Karen.
Thank you very much.
So, yes, it's so awesome. So you are a love coach, a writer, a speaker, and you like working with groups and individuals, and you work with singles and then also husbands to help them communicate better with their wife, right?
Yes, and actually become their sensual hero. It's a whole work around sensuality and intimacy.
Sensuality and intimacy, yes. So does that include sexuality as well?
Yeah, some teachings around that, but it's all online, you know, I'm in France. So I have made a course, it's kind of e-learning, and then I have some sessions, one-on-one sessions to help them adapt the course to their couple.
Good, good. Yeah, I know that, you know, having deep intimacy with your partner is, I mean, it's an important piece in the relationship. So learning how to be intimate with each other, to be really vulnerable and to be in a space of connection and love and to be present with each other. These are all important ways that we show each other love, right?
Yes, exactly. And there are some ways, there are some psychology that people need to know to come in each other. Men need to learn how women think and how they feel and how to come in their world so they open up. If the heart's open, then the whole body follows. And often men don't know how to talk to the women's heart, and then the heart is closed. And then the rest is tensed.
Can you give us an example of what happens when a man doesn't know how to talk to the woman? Like, what would be an example of that?
It's talking and doing things. For example, the wife is at home and she's expecting the husband to come home, and she's very happy for him to come home. And he comes home and he has his business in his head, thinking about the day, thinking about tomorrow, and she's waiting for him, doing some things. And when she hears the door, she says, "Oh, he's gonna come." But the man is just straight ahead in his office, for example, and keeps thinking about his day. And she's gonna wait and be disappointed, and she maybe won't be able to say that she's disappointed. So she would just lock down, you know. And then the man comes to the kitchen, and she's just. And the evening is lost.
Right, because basically what it is, the woman is looking for, the way that the woman thinks is, I want to bond with you, I want to connect with you, you've been gone all day, I can't wait to see you when you come home and love on you, and I want to connect with you. And if the man is still very much in his getting it done mode rather than coming home to the wife and bonding with her or connecting with her, not knowing that that's what she's looking for, then it can lead to an argument, right? It can lead to a fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's really, really important to, you know, establish those ways of connecting and the way that the woman thinks and what she's looking for. So what about what a man thinks? Like, how do men think when you coach men or you're working with men, what is it that the men say to you, how they're thinking?
They are more direct. They are, they don't have the emotions blending as much as women do. And we say in French, we say monotache. It means that they do, usually men do one thing at a time. And they are surprised that women say something and think about something else and plan something else. And the woman's brain is more complex. But I'm going to do my next course is for women to know how to talk and surprise their husbands, because it should be both ways, you know.
Yeah, you know, I find that a lot. You know, I've been, you know, teaching my relationships on how to, you know, hold space and also, you know, communicate like what's important to me. Like when I first see you, it's important that you and I have some bonding time together, that I can connect with you. And then we can go and do the things that need to get done. But first, I want to connect with you. I want to be present with you. And I want to look in your eyes. And I want to just, you know, feel connected to you. And so I think that's a really important piece, to teach your partner how to connect with you and also verbalize what's important to you, right? That's one thing. And then even, you know, if you, the woman, had a bad day and you need, you know, your partner to listen to you, right? So that would be another thing that women want from their men. Isn't that right?
Yes, exactly. But on my course is a whole surprise day, sensual day that the man is going to plan, surprise his wife with, from breakfast, even before breakfast, and a lot of sensual surprise the whole day. And I call it the French way because I'm French and things we do in France. And
yeah.
To surprise her over and over again the whole day. And then he will have learned with the course before how to make her desire wake up. Especially if you've been married for a long time and the kids and the job, and you just running all the time. And we men need time to open up and to trust the other one. And this whole day, the meaning with the whole day is that the woman gets the time to open up, and she's going to be surprised because she's going to think, what is he going to jump on me actually?
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun creating this course.
I really love that idea, and I love that you call it the French way. I love that part because, you know, French is sexy. I mean, we just think of, you know, the French people, sexy, and, you know, so I think it's perfect that you call it that. And I think it's wonderful that you're giving an opportunity for men to, you know, have a template, because that's the thing. Is men, you know, they go from point A to point B. It's just a very linear process, and women are more circular and mm-hmm. more spherical. And so, but I think, you know, for the men to know, okay, this is what women can, what I can do to surprise my wife, what I can do to jumpstart the relationship again and bring passion and some French love into it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really great. So tell us how to, you know, look you up on social media and how to find out about your course.
Yeah, I'm mostly on Facebook under my name. And I have a group called Become Her Sensual Hero, a page called Become Her Sensual Hero. And my course are on Podia.com.
Okay, yeah, Podia. I have Podia too. Uh-huh.
And for the women, the group is called Unleash Your Full Romantic Potential and Meet Your Mr. Right.
Okay.
That's for single women.
Yeah, that's really good. Unleash Your Full Potential and Meet Your Mr. Right. So let's tell the audience how your name is spelled, because for people that are not watching but listening, can we say that? Can you give us...
It's probably better if you do it, because I have some problem with the Y, I think. K
so, K-A-R-Y-N-A-Y-M-E-E. Karen Amy. Is that right?
Yeah, Karine Amy in French.
Amy. Uh-huh. So, and then what is the Facebook page called again?
Become Her Sensual Hero.
Become Her Sensual Hero. Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Unleash Your Full Romantic Potential and Meet Your Mr. Right.
Love that. Unleash Your Full Potential and Meet Your Mr. Right. Well, Karen, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate meeting you. I love your French way, and keep shining and keep inspiring the men and women to become more intimate with each other. Thank you so much for listening to the show today, everyone. Stay tuned for the Shift podcast with Diane McClay and Trish Campbell coming up next. See you soon, everyone. Take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.